Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio named the first three members of his new administration today, and none of them were the highly anticipated selections of a new police commissioner or schools chancellor. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports de Blasio's choices for his inner circle embody both deep government expertise and his signature grassroots organizing.
Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio says his pick for first deputy mayor, Anthony Shoris, won't need any wind-up pitches. But when they're sharing the same podium, Shoris, about a foot shorter than de Blasio, needs a footstool.
I want you to step on that.
You want me to step on
that? I'm
going
to give you your first instruction. There.
You know, I always looked up to him. But anyway.
De Blasio says he plans to be very hands-on, but there will be lots of decisions that don't rise to his level.
And I want everyone to know where the buck stops in all those other situations. It stops with Tony Shoris.
Shoris will be responsible for the day-to-day operations of city government across most city agencies, and he has the resume for it. Shoris first worked at City Hall during the Koch administration and is considered the architect of that administration's 10-year affordable housing plan.
He played a crucial role in balancing budgets and helping to modernize and improve our budgeting process.
Shoris was a deputy chancellor under Mayor Giuliani, helping schools reopen and serve students in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. He also did two stints at the Port Authority. His latest job is vice dean and chief of staff at NYU's Langone Medical Center. Shoris says he's known de Blasio for 20 years.
His agenda is no different than the agenda of every New Yorker, which is great schools, safe streets, a fair tax environment that will be appropriate for businesses to locate here, and fair for those who can contribute more.
In choosing Shoris, a former finance commissioner, de Blasio is sending a soothing message to the city's financial elite. You can stop worrying.
And I think once they understand that our agenda is about a better, fairer, stronger city, they'll be signing on with this mayor as they have in mayors past.
The mayor-elect made two other appointments, promoting two aides in the public advocate's office to City Hall.
I'm going to call them young. I hope you enjoy this moment. These are two of the young, extraordinary talents who brought me to this moment. I can certainly tell you that.
Dominic Williams will be Shoris's chief of staff, and Emma Wolf will be director of intergovernmental affairs. In her new gig, Wolf will be pushing de Blasio's agenda in Albany, among other places, and she's already talking about a strategy for his universal full-day pre-K tax plan.
There's going to be a strong grassroots effort. There's going to be a strong political effort. There's going to be a strong communications effort.
For anyone keeping score, those were the same strategies Wolf employed as a top aide in de Blasio's mayoral campaign. Of course, after weeks of waiting for de Blasio to unveil his new administration, a cramped and eager press corps pushed for more details, like on what role his wife will play.
It's Shirlane Day in the media.
No news. Same thing on the much-anticipated new police commissioner.
We don't make announcements until we are 100% ready. And I think that's what the people would want from us.
When do you expect to be 100% ready to appoint or name the police commissioner?
Nice try. That's good. You're earning your pay today. Again?
And with that, an almost giddy de Blasio left to make the next round of decisions. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.